This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado colleges and universities may see a nearly 10% boost in funding. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The proposed state budget restores deep cuts made last year. Plus, it adds $100 million to college budgets statewide. Millions more target retaining and recruiting students of color and low-income and first-generation students. Kyle Pakola of Healthier Colorado lobbied to make those additional funds a permanent addition to colleges' budgets.
We are very excited that this population of students now has the additional resources and supports to get through to graduation.
The $100 million boost also includes money for financial aid. The budget will be debated in the state legislature this week and next. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
State lawmakers will not move forward with changing how schools discipline students. CPR's Bente Berkland reports.
The day before the bill's first public hearing was scheduled, the two Democratic sponsors pulled the measure from consideration. They say law enforcement and educators were largely opposed to it. Representatives Leslie Harrod and Janet Buckner say the goal was to help students avoid harsh discipline tactics, especially students of color. The measure could have significantly limited students' contact with law enforcement. School districts worried the bill was too lenient and could allow for more crime to occur inside schools. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Voters in Durango approved a tax increase on lodging in one of several municipal elections held across Colorado yesterday. In Fort Collins, four charter amendments were passed on city council organization. The city also placed a fee on plastic grocery bags to limit their use. And a resident-initiated question was approved on rezoning the CSU stadium land as open space. Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, Glenwood Springs, and Ward also held elections. Coming up on the program, on the eighth day of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the jury heard more about standards governing the use of force in law enforcement. That's next on All Things Considered. Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo mostly clear tonight. Grand Junction and Vail will be partly cloudy. Lows across the state around 40. This is CPR News.